forecast for the tail end of the work week. A chance of rain, freezing rain and snow on Thursday, a high of 34. Partly sunny Friday, a high Friday of 39. Right now, cloudy skies, a temperature reading of 22. I'm David Cole, WGTD News. The Morning Show with Greg Berg is coming up.
Support for the Morning Show comes from Carthage College, welcoming approximately 150 full-time transfer students each year. Eligible Gateway graduates can receive guaranteed admission to Carthage to complete their bachelor's degrees. Transfer to a more personalized education in 4 easy steps. More information about admissions and competitive scholarships for transfers is available at carthage.edu/admissions/transfer. And we welcome you to the Tuesday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. We are pleased to have with us Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, for his monthly visit to the program. And there's a very particular reason why we are airing today's interview, which concerns the Gateway Foundation. This past Thursday, of course, was Thanksgiving Day. Friday was Black Friday, when people go crazy in the stores. Saturday, Small Business Saturday, where you focus on small local businesses and support them. Cyber Monday is when we're all madly clicking in front of our screens, shopping in that way. And today is Giving Tuesday. And so it's very fitting indeed that we're having a conversation about the Gateway Foundation and all the good work that they do on behalf of the college. We'll introduce our 3 special guests in just a moment. But first, we welcome Brian Albrecht back to the Morning Show.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here. And what a busy week it's been just from that introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. So hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you very much. We did.
I know it's been a busy few days here at Gateway Technical College, including an exciting ribbon cutting out in Burlington.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are so proud of our programs here at the college, and we've been able to celebrate many new expansions, including a new high-performance engine program in partnership with BRP over on the Racine campus. And about a week ago, we held a ribbon cutting for our new barber and cosmetology program on the Burlington campus and in a storefront in downtown Burlington. The facility is called The Cut, powered by Andis. And Matt and Laura Andis Bishop have been extremely proud partners of Gateway in many of our programs, including our vet tech program and our other barber cosmetology programs in Kenosha and in Racine. And so about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, Matt and Laura met with me and challenged us a little bit to try to put some programming in their home community of Burlington, and we were really proud to be able to do that. And so The Cut is a unique facility. I must tell you that the ribbon cutting ceremony was extremely well attended, and I was very proud to be able to say I'm the first person to get a haircut at The Cut. Yeah, that was part of the whole ceremony there, so it was really nice, and congratulations to all of our students and our faculty and staff. The facility is beautiful, and with Matt and Laura's support, we're able to continue to expand programming for young people in those careers.
Fantastic. I know that you are wanting to crow about a nice award that Gateway was given by the NAACP. That means a lot.
Yeah, well, thank you. Very, very honored. We're always honored when the community recognizes the important role that Gateway plays in many different services. But recently, the NAACP presented Gateway Technical College, and specifically Zena Haywood accepted the award on our behalf for our support for the Martin Luther King Day celebration. And we've been now advocating and promoting a program for over 20 years here at the college. And of course, this year will be a grand celebration of that. But it's an important distinction because it demonstrates Gateway's investment in the community. So we're proud always of our students and the work they do in technical skills and the jobs and the economy, and those are really important assets for our community, but also just community engagement and helping create a dialogue around how we can become stronger leaders in our community, helping our students become engaged in service, and really try to, you know, emphasize the importance of the civic responsibility that we all have, and that's what Dr. King advocated for. And so by being a partner in our community with other great organizations like NAACP, we know that we're making a difference.
Very good. That's something to be proud of. Finally, I know that with the Veterans Day holiday just behind us, that you want to take a moment not only to acknowledge the difference that veterans have made for our well-being and for the well-being of our country, but also want to say a word about what Gateway has in terms of special outreach to veterans, including the many veterans who are students here.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's very important that we recognize and acknowledge the service of our veterans. We are very proud at Gateway to be a veteran-friendly, military-friendly college. I think it's about our 10th year in a row we've received that recognition by the Department of Defense, and it's an important distinction because it demonstrates that we've committed to putting the resources in our programs for our students, so they have counseling services dedicated specifically for veteran services. We're very actively involved in making sure that all of the benefits that a veteran and their families deserve are acknowledged at Gateway and leveraged, and providing credit for prior learning, which is very important for veterans that have maybe served in a technical field, and how do they get college credit for all of that. We opened a veteran center this last month on our Kenosha campus, which now mirrors what we've done in Elkhorn and the Racine campus. And literally hundreds of veterans attend Gateway Technical College. And it's an important distinction that we make. And we're very proud of the service that they provided and now that service that we can provide back to them. As well as our faculty and staff, I just want to give a big shout out because we really do emphasize the important role in leadership, and many of our faculty and staff have also served in the military in one of the branches, and try to acknowledge that during the month of November as we celebrate Veterans Day for an entire month because there's so many activities, and we've had events each week to help emphasize that important event. So thank you.
Right. If there was anybody who deserves to be honored far more than a single day, it's
absolutely. That's so true. And, you know, with our students and the types of services that that they provided, they make great inspirational stories. And we often have a chance to hear from our students on their sacrifices, their family sacrifice, and now coming back, how to assimilate back into our community. And they do it through the dedicated service of work. So it's nice to see that.
Very good. Well, as I said at the very outset, today is Giving Tuesday. And it's an opportunity to think not only about what we've been thinking about over the last several days, which so often involves purchasing and buying and so on, but also the idea of giving out of our own abundance to great causes. And towards that end, I know you're excited to be able to highlight today the good work of the Gateway Foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're very proud of our foundation. They make college affordable in many different ways, and we're going to have a chance to hear from some of the folks that are directly involved in putting those programs and services in place. And I think it's important on a special day like today, on Giving Tuesday, that we acknowledge our organization as well as many other nonprofit organizations in our community that build the fabric of support for our community. And in our discussion today, you'll hear Gateway's engagement with organizations like United Way, Boys and Girls Club, you know, just about any. I think last count we were involved with 85 different community-based organizations.
Wow.
So it's a commitment by our faculty, our staff, and certainly by our students, and our foundation leads a lot of those efforts for us.
Excellent. So we're happy, first of all, to welcome back to the program Jennifer Charpentier, who is the Executive Director of the Gateway Foundation. Their offices are right down the hall from our WGTD studios, and it's good to have you back on the program.
My pleasure to be here.
And we also have two very important people with the Gateway Foundation who are actually part of the board. We have Fred Ganaway, who is the foundation board chairperson, retired from many years of service at Modine Manufacturing. Good to have you back on the morning show.
Thank you.
And also with us, Michelle Randall, who is the foundation board vice chair, and she is a financial advisor at Randall and Pobar, and it's great to have you here as well.
Thank you.
So a lot of greatness in this room crowded together. So Jennifer Charpentier, we are happy to have you back on the program. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and about the work that you have done here at Gateway, in particular your primary responsibilities as executive director of the Gateway Foundation.
Sure. So I have the great privilege of serving as the executive director of the foundation. I've been here 7 years. And a little bit about my background. I have a certified fundraising executive credential. I've been a professional fundraiser for almost 20 years. Mm. I'm very passionate about education and lifelong learning. And I'm also very interested in helping people to figure out how they can work themselves into moving out of poverty and really making sure as a community that we tap into everyone's skills and strengths and their gifts. And sometimes the way that people uncover what their gifts are is through education.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, I just add, Jennifer is very, very modest in her description of what she adds to the program here. She's really implemented many new strategies for not only donor relations, but helping to stay in touch with our alumni organizations. And we'll highlight a little bit of some of the new services that have been brought forward. So 7 years has gone very fast. There's a lot of changes already happened with our foundation, and it continues to be as a result of the leadership that Jennifer and I'm sure she'll say her entire team bring to the conversation.
Right. So what are your primary responsibilities as executive director of the Gateway Foundation?
So what we really are doing is helping donors in the community, people who want to invest in Gateway students and believe in the power of education and fueling the talent pipeline, to match their passions and values with the needs of our students and really helping them to make a lifelong impact in our community. I manage the operations of Gateway's, we're called an institutionally related foundation, and our alumni initiatives. And then, of course, we raise funds, we steward them, and the relationships are so key to what we do. We give funds away, and then I have the great, it's wonderful to be able to work with our foundation's board of directors. Mm. And we also have a variety of other volunteers who work with us, and all of us are very passionate about helping Gateway and our students.
You know, many people think about a foundation as just an organization that, you know, you send a check to, right? And it's really so much more than that. We talk a lot on this program, actually, about our business partnerships, and all of those are keenly integrated with our foundation. So corporations can donate equipment. They volunteer to help provide support services for students. Our boot camp program is driven through our foundation. And so many of our college-wide initiatives and our corporate partnerships rely very heavily on the work of the foundation.
We're also happy to have with us Michelle Randall, who is the vice chair of the foundation board. We'd love to hear a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and in particular, how life's journey eventually took you to this position with the Gateway Foundation.
Absolutely. I have a financial planning and investment management firm in Mount Pleasant. And many years ago, in my early days of financial services, I received the associate degree in banking and financial services from Gateway, a program that no longer exists. But that was a great stepping stone for me in financial services and furthering my education beyond Gateway. My family has a long history with Gateway, and many, many graduates and even some instructors in my family. So we've always had connections here. So when I was looking for a new opportunity after another board assignment had wrapped up, I started talking with folks and talking about what I was passionate about, and education kept resurfacing. And a good friend, Judy Gavigan, who's a fellow board member, introduced me to the organization, and the relationship developed from there. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
Sounds like a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's so great. And Judy's been on the program before as well, so that's a really nice connection. And it's so nice that you're an alum of Gateway because you understand the value that Gateway brings to our community. And I often try to just reflect a little bit because, we don't talk enough about it, but the economic impact of just our alumni is $792 million annually. So let's just say $800 million a year as a result of the graduates of Gateway now building, their own personal economic value and wealth in our community. So it's great to have you with us.
Wonderful. It's also great to have Fred Ganaway back on the morning show, the chairperson of the Gateway Foundation Board, and retired after many years with a little company called Modine Manufacturing in Racine. Before we hear about what you're doing right now and what got you involved at the Gateway Foundation, remind our listeners what kept you busy at Modine for so many years.
Oh, goodness. I did a lot of things, but I'm a graduate engineer from the University of Illinois. I went to work for them as an industrial engineer. Went through a number of manufacturing engineering positions and became an operations manager. And I actually retired as their manufacturing engineering services manager. Modine is a company that's pretty technology driven, and that group designed and built proprietary machinery and equipment for the company.
Mm. So, and I should think that it was an incredible experience to be at Modine through those years in which so much changed.
Yes.
And they did so many groundbreaking things, and yes, you were part of that.
Yes, and I was really with the company from when it was only about $200 million up to about $2 billion. So I did see a little change along the way.
And had something to do with it.
Yes.
So what has kept you busy since retirement, besides your activity with the Gateway Foundation?
Oh, goodness. I'm a classic retiree. I go and visit my grandchildren, and they're in Charleston, South Carolina, so it's always good to go to the warm South. I play as much golf as I can get away with, but I do enjoy my work with the foundation. One of my friends I play golf with likes to say it takes twice as long to do half as much. But quite frankly, I look at everything that I do now and say to myself, how did I ever find time to work? So,
well, Fred,
stay busy.
Yeah, you've been just a really strong advocate and champion for the college. And so publicly just want to say thank you again. Many years of service to Gateway. But also, you know, we have a Modine lab on campus as a direct result of Fred's engagement and introduction for us into Modine. And our relationship with the company continues to grow and stay strong. And I really accredit a lot of that to Fred and his leadership in helping open up that opportunity for our students.
Fantastic. Great to have you back on the program, as always.
Thank
you. Honored to have you here. Jennifer Charpentier, we should hear a little bit more about how the Gateway Foundation is organized. It is, you've already given us a hint of actually what a complex being it is.
Yeah. So I'll start with the fact, like any other 501c3 organization, we have a community board who are the trustees for our organization and provide the vision and the leadership and the really the commitment from the community to accomplish our mission. And right now we have 16 board members. They, as a full board, meet quarterly. And work in committees. We also are very fortunate to have folks who are not board members who serve on our committees. We have a team of volunteers who work with us through the year, including reading scholarship applications and doing some. We also have a team of alumni who help with recruitment and help work at events and are helping to help for Gateway alumni to stay engaged with us and with the college. So in addition to our board committee members and these volunteers, we also have ex officio board members from the college, including President Albrecht and district board member Ron Batia. And then we engage in a variety of activities to secure resources, and then we give it away. So great privilege to be able to do both. We are fortunate that we have 3 full-time staff. And we, who are in the foundation itself, we also have just amazing support from the college itself through the business office, marketing, facilities, IT, and all of our colleagues on the academic side of the house. So we really could not do what we do without the volunteer engagement and tremendous support from the college.
You know, Jennifer, it might be important for our community to also understand that The foundation is actually a separate organization, a separate entity from the college, so it operates independently. So the decisions made by the foundation board are strictly of that board. They're just organized to help provide support for students at the college.
Right. Right. So we are a separate 501c3 from the college, and so that separation allows for the foundation board to be thinking about what. Of course, the college is thinking about the community, but the foundation board is also, as I said earlier, our trustees of the funds and of our programs and making sure that we're pursuing the mission. And so there are some things that in terms of people think about, oh, I'll give to the college, which is fantastic. But if they want to have a charitable gift, it needs to come through the foundation. And we, of course, give it based on what they tell us they want to have happen with the gift. We give it to the college for that purpose. So sometimes folks don't necessarily realize that there are two different organizations, and I kid people, we do have two separate boards here at the college. We have the foundation board of directors, and then we have the college trustees. So
very good. So Fred Ganaway, maybe you could outline some of the programs that the Gateway Foundation supports. I suspect it's a lengthy list.
Well, it is a good list. We certainly do scholarships, which, of course, is direct support to the students. We have the new Gateway Promise Program. We do student emergency funds. Many of our students work part-time or work full-time and go to school part-time. And sometimes that can you can find yourself in a bit of a bind trying to stay engaged, and we're able to do emergency grants that keep students engaged. We do what we call inspiration grants, which are grants to faculty members who are looking at maybe a change in a program or some kind of new program that they'd like to try. So we can fund that to give it a start. GED testing is a big program at Gateway. People go through that program, and of course they're working hard to build themselves up, but they operate probably very close to their purse strings. And now they need to take this GED test. There is a cost. We can make that happen for them. We're glad to do that. And as has already been talked about, many of our corporate friends help us with in-kind contributions of equipment and so on. We provide that channel for them to do that. And, of course, they support us very strongly financially. And we're very grateful for our many, many corporate sponsors to the foundation.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. And Fred described some of the great programs to help make college affordable for our students and the important role that all of our community resources pooled together can make a difference. And I'm reflected every once in a while on some of those unique scholarship experiences that I have a chance to attend and hear the stories of students. And I drive around campus and I see visually some of the impact that the foundation has had, including support for Every Child's Place, which is a daycare on our campus, the Center for Sustainable Living, where we run approximately 12,000 middle school and elementary school kids through that program each year. That's a foundation initiative, and the build out of our new Sim City initiative for our police officer, helping train and provide highly skilled police officers for our community. And you know, you kind of miss that if you don't stop and say, how did that all of that happen? It happened through the generosity of our foundation donors.
Very good. So, Michelle Randall, since you know so much about money, you're probably the first person we should talk to in terms of the generation of funds to support all of these great things that Fred and Jennifer have already been talking about. What sort of makes the money thing happen?
Absolutely. Happy to share. We invite individuals and organizations in the communities we serve to make a difference in the lives of our students by investing in them, making financial contributions. We also steward a nearly $7 million endowment that generates income to support programs and the programs that our donors have been passionate about. And we have some rental income. We've mentioned the Every Child's Place and some other buildings, and there's an opportunity there for some additional income. to the foundation.
And today is Giving Tuesday, so we can go online and help support the foundation as well.
Absolutely.
There you go. As easy as that. Jennifer, maybe you could give us kind of a little bit of a historical overview of how long the Gateway Foundation has been in existence, and in what ways maybe its mission or the nature of how it's functioned has changed over the years, particularly in the years that you have been at the helm.
So the foundation has been around for more than 40 years, which, you know, talking with people in their community, they are surprised by that. But visionaries in the 1970s started at, say, realizing that there were some ways that the community could be helping the college in different ways. And so some of the pieces they looked at putting in place when we were founded 40 years ago included providing direct aid to students, which the college really wasn't able to do. And that's probably the thing that people are most affiliate with for us. Another key component was, Brian had alluded to earlier, the partnerships that the college has with local industry, businesses and corporations and employers. And having the foundation in place allows for there to be another form of relationship with these local business partners. And then, you know, the reality is, too, is that we can accept some gifts that the college would not be able to. And so those in-kind gifts are, if particularly people are looking for tax deductions, are the foundation is able to help facilitate that. So last year we celebrated 40 years. And in terms of that growth over time, I think the biggest pieces are really have been in what we have been able to do to help our students. So looking back and at the 10-year anniversary, the foundation, I'm going to talk about the assets that the foundation has stewarded, knowing that that means that's resources for our students in the college. So in 1987, we had $72,556. Then 10 years later, in 1997, we were at $277,185. So you can see we've made a jump in those 10 years. And then in 2007, we were almost at $1,950,000. And then, of course, the really big jump came with President Albrecht's leadership in our community. Between 2000 and then in 2017, we were at $6,741,242.
That's staggering.
So those are tremendous outpouring from the community in support of our students in the college. And really much of that inspiration has come from President Albrecht's vision and engagement in the community.
Well, you're kind, Jennifer, but it's a collective vision, right? It's something that we as a foundation board have discussed many times and challenge each other and how do we become more actively involved in our community. And of course, you know, making that ask can be difficult, so we have to make sure that we align the types of resources we need with the expansion of the programs. And as a good example, I mentioned earlier in my comments about Matt Andis and Laura Andis Bishop, who are engaged in supporting our barber cosmetology program. Their donations go back through our foundation, so we can strategically ask for investments that are going to benefit students in many ways. Scholarships is important. Program expansion is important. You know, community assets are important, and by building that more comprehensive strategy for our foundation, we've been able to raise the funds that are necessary to continue to expand our services.
Very good.
One of the go-forward things that is being worked on now is making contact with all of the Gateway alumni, mm-hmm. and I think that's going to be a tremendous asset in our future.
Absolutely. I mean, the foundation's 41 years old this year. The college is turning 108, so we've been around for a long time. That's a lot of alumni that are out there. Many people in our community have had some impact, whether it's personal or through their career through Gateway. And the return on investment is always impressive, too. I think the last economic impact study that we did demonstrates that every dollar a student invests in Gateway returns $7.30 in investment opportunity, which means their personal growth is grown that far. Their income has grown, and so by reaching out to alumni, we can now ask to give back so that the next generation of students can also take advantage of that unique opportunity.
Fantastic.
One of the other key components of that people will affiliate, not only with the increase in assets, but the reality is that's also come as a result of needs of our students. So we started out with looking at scholarships, and those were the early program for the foundation. And in the late 80s is when the Student Emergency Funds came into being. We had the Inspiration Grants program start in the 90s. The GED testing started in 2014. And then, of course, we have the Gateway Promise, which started in 2016. So as there have been changes in our community and the colleges really sought to respond to those changes and looking towards the future, we've also had expansion in the programs that we're offering at the foundation.
Fantastic. For those of you just joining us on this edition of The Morning Show, we have Brian Albrecht, president of Gateway Technical College, paying his monthly visit to the program, and with him, three proud representatives of the Gateway Foundation, which last year celebrated its 40th anniversary. We have, you've just heard from Jennifer Charpentier, who is the executive director of the Gateway Foundation, and we have two of the officers of the foundation board, Fred Ganaway and Michelle Randall. Michelle Randall, I should think one of the best parts of the job, so to speak, is the contact with students, and I'm sure as you are going about the business of connecting with students, awarding them scholarships and so on, you must hear a lot of gratifying things from students about what a difference this makes in their lives.
Absolutely. Students are so grateful for the support. Any interaction with a student really reinforces the work we do at the foundation. If every donor had an opportunity to meet with a student firsthand after they receive a scholarship, it would definitely make them feel like a lifelong friend of the foundation. We really have an impact on students' lives, and seeing it firsthand is what it's all about.
Yeah. And it doesn't always take large dollar investments, right? I mean, $5 investment and you pool that resource and it becomes an emergency grant for a student that maybe had difficulty with childcare or, maybe car trouble or needed gas or something. That little bit of effort makes a huge impact in the lives of the student and pays dividends down the road because they're able to complete their course and, graduate on time and get a great job and then become taxpayers in our community. And so it's a collectiveness of all those kind gifts that people make at all different levels.
Absolutely.
Fred Ganaway, maybe you could speak, since you can really speak about this from very direct experience, about the whole business of business partnerships that Gateway is so well known for, but how that directly impacts the Gateway Foundation. How do some of these business partners that we think of in other aspects of the college make a difference for the foundation?
Well, I think the biggest way is we're able to work with the various corporations, the people there, to facilitate for them how they want to invest and what they can do, just like the story with the Andes. They knew they wanted to do something. What can they do? We can help them get through that and allow them to do the things that they would like to do in a very generous way. So working with them, understanding what they would like to do, and then sometimes showing them what they can do, which makes them even more enthusiastic about giving to the college. And it's their generous support, and in many times through in-kind donations that make things possible.
Yeah, I think Fred really nailed it there. I think helping people understand all of the different ways to support the college is critical. And in those early conversations with our foundation board members and Jennifer's team and our team at the college to really talk about what's the vision that you would like to see. And so I look at, Amanda Falvey from BRP helping craft the vision for our new outboard motor program, or, Matt Andes and helping shape and better understand his vision for Barber Cosmetology and how we could be a partner in all of that. Kennall and the Protective Services Center, how Jim Hawkins really wanted to help create an impact in Protective Services arena. So through conversation and through understanding of shared vision, we can create these types of programs, and then investments come after that. So once we have that collective idea in place, then what is it going to take to make that happen? The college has resources and private sector has resources, and we generate student support through scholarships, and pretty soon you're able to create a pretty special learning environment that's helping students gain the skills for great jobs.
Yes. Jennifer Charpentier, a little earlier you mentioned the Gateway Promise program, which I understand recently garnered an Ovation Award from CABA. Tell our listeners a little more about the Gateway Promise program and what a difference it has already made.
So the Promise program is the college's commitment to our community and to our graduating high school seniors that if the student meets certain academic and economic criteria, that the college will provide 6 semesters of tuition-free education. Now, one of the things that I think some folks don't think about is that I imagine a family sitting at the table for dinner, and you have a very promising high school student there who, you know, they are on track to graduate, they have at least a 2.0, they have dreams and aspirations, and the family is not talking about college because they think they can't afford it. And so that's just heartbreaking, knowing that this potential student could be making significant contributions in whatever their chosen field is, if they can just get on the pathway of starting out in the technical diploma or the 2-year degree or a transfer to a 4-year that they need. And so imagining that, along with we know that there's significant need in our community, in our region, for talented workers and to fuel the talent pipeline. And when we put those two things together with the generosity of our community, we are able to provide the college is able to provide the Gateway Promise. So again, that's 6 semesters of tuition-free education. And our students also in this group are have specific support they're managed by a particular staff person, their relationships, making sure they're on track, that they have what they need. And the students also are required to engage in particular activities here at the college that we know will fuel their success. And these activities like workshops and participating in student clubs and resume writing and job seeking skills, those pieces are available to any Gateway student. We just make our Promise students do it. And the really, really exciting results of this are several very exciting results. One is that when we kick off the program with the students, they spend their first week in the in a bridge program here at the college. They get to know the college, and at the end of their first week, they do presentations, group presentations, and we were able to have some Promise donors actually join us at the at their presentations. And I'm getting chills just thinking about this because student after student in their presentation groups told us, "Thank you. I would not be in college if it was not for the Gateway Promise." Wow. And so, I mean, we have that experience. We also know just from a numbers perspective that of our first cohort group, we've now had two cohorts, we're into our second cohort group, but of our first cohort group, we had 80% retention of these students at Gateway.
Wow.
And we've already had our first graduates. We had two students graduate in May, and we'll have probably another 20 graduate at the end of the year. So it's very exciting to see the initial success of this program, and we are very grateful to our donors who help close the last bit gap that some students might need in order to make sure that that tuition-free education is a reality.
Fantastic.
I would just add to Jennifer's comments. If I think back 100 years ago when I was thrown into a Big Ten school, that's what you were. You were thrown in, and it was sink or swim. Here, we're making sure people are successful. And you can't say, we're doing a financial thing, but it's much more. This program is much more. And it is a fantastic program.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that parents are talking to their children about future aspirations and college opportunities, and that counselors are meeting with teachers to talk about how to prepare a student for college success and making sure that there's a pathway early on, starting the junior or even the sophomore year, to take advantage of the services, dual credit service programs that we have, federal financial aid initiatives, and really making college within the reach of families, and it's several. I mean, there's 160 in the first cohort, 180 plus students in the second cohort. So literally hundreds of students are getting an opportunity that, as Jennifer said, would not have had just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, on this Giving Tuesday, when we're talking about all the opportunities for giving that involve the Gateway Foundation, just what we've been talking about is probably at the top of the list of what you would have people think about if they're considering making a gift to the Gateway Foundation.
Of course, we'd appreciate everyone's consideration on Giving Tuesday. And we really want you to know that investing in education helps a family for generations and can potentially break the cycle of poverty and change the trajectory for that family and ultimately benefit our entire community. We want you to know we work hard as volunteers and staff to make sure that your gift is used as you intended it, and we take our oversight very seriously. Our oversight of your resources is very important to us, and your thoughtful support goes a long way in helping a Gateway student.
Wonderful. Fred Genoway, I want to take a moment to ask about the scholarship that you and your wife created in memory of your daughter. Tell us a little about your daughter and why you wanted to memorialize her in this particular way.
Well, our daughter was actually in the electrical engineering program here at Gateway. And if she wasn't the first woman, she was right up there at the top.
Wow.
To graduate in that engineering program. And actually, it was her students, colleagues, who came and said, we'd like to create a scholarship. And back in 2004, you could do that. You could have a named scholarship for a $5,000 investment. So the students came up with the $5,000. And so my wife and I donated another $5,000, and Modine donated
$5,000. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and every time I go into the S.C. Johnson IMET Center, I see the plaque. And the name of every student every year is listed on that recognition award. And it's something that entire department cherishes. So department chair Pat Hoppe and all of the faculty, every year they make it very special. And they, even during graduation time, they escort the student through graduation. And they attend the president's reception afterwards. And they always take time to introduce me to the students.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, my wife and I, we get to meet the recipients. And, of course, Pat Hoppe. And our daughter just lives on through all of those recipients.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Jennifer, what's involved in starting a scholarship? Is that something anybody can do?
Anybody can start a scholarship, and anybody can contribute to a scholarship. So in terms of starting a scholarship, the amount to start a named scholarship, and a named scholarship means you get to name the scholarship, and I work with you to establish the criteria for the scholarship, is $500. That's an annual commitment. The minimum amount on an endowed scholarship, so that would be a scholarship that would be managed in perpetuity, that initial investment of $10,000. Our goal is that it would have about a $500 return every year. So anyone can start them, and I'm happy to work with anyone to talk with them about what they want to accomplish with this scholarship. There are actually three public timeframes for scholarship applications. It's all done online. So we have one in the fall for our continuing students. We have one for our high school students who direct enroll. That'll be in the spring. And then we have one in the summer for our students who have, we call it our adult learners. They've been out for a little while and but are interested in coming to Gateway, and this will help them get their start.
Fantastic. Michelle, we're running out of time, but I sure don't want to run out of time before you get a chance to tell our listeners about some special events coming up on behalf of the Gateway Foundation.
Thank you. Next year, we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Foundation Scramble, which is a fun golf outing at a beautiful course for a great cause, of course. And that will be Thursday, May 23rd of next year. We're hosting a new event on Saturday, September 21st of 2019. It'll be called the Gateway Foundation Presents an Innovation Celebration. So it'll be held on the Kenosha campus of Gateway. It'll be a celebration of many of Gateway's programs and a chance for folks to see really the impact of donations.
Fantastic. Fred Ganaway, before we get to that, Jennifer Champatier, it's probably important for us to understand, is the Gateway Foundation a very typical kind of organization, or is this something kind of set apart from the typical foundation that a college might have?
So typically colleges will set, a public institution will set up institutionally related foundations. And, in some ways we are like all of our sister, the 16 sister technical colleges, foundations, all of us are configured slightly differently. But what makes us special is Gateway Technical College. And the huge impact that funds will have in our students' lives. And if a donor wants to invest in a Gateway student, we're your best bet.
Yeah, I think about just all of the different ways that our community can support the college, and they're all extremely important. But that financial gift, small, large, however it might be, a scholarship or just generally helping support students through emergency grants or Promise Program initiatives, it just makes such a big difference in our community and allows us to not only continue to advocate the mission of Gateway, but helps individuals and their families assure success and really, you know, make a difference in our own communities.
Nicely put. Fred Ganaway, we give you a closing thought about the Gateway Foundation.
Well, what I would say is a person's gift to the foundation in any amount really does make an impact. Sometimes as little as $50 or $100 in an emergency grant keeps a student in school. So it's not the size of your gift. It's that you make a gift. And it makes a huge impact on our community.
Jennifer, what is the best way for somebody to get more information about any facet related to the Gateway Foundation?
The foundation has web pages with the college website, so it's gtc.edu/foundation. You can also reach out to me at 262-564-2866, or you can get me an email. I also encourage you to check out the foundation has both, if you tweet or if you like things on Facebook, you can find us at Foundation Gateway. That's FDNGTWY. And I encourage you to give on Giving Tuesday. If you are a Gateway alum, we have a devoted group of alumni who have put up a match for any new gifts of $10 or more. So we invite you to check us out today on Giving Tuesday, and we appreciate your time and your support.
I wish our listeners could see how President Albrecht is grinning from ear to ear, even more so than usual.
I am right now online making my gift to Giving Tuesday. So I want to just thank all of our guests today, and just an extremely important cause, and I could not be more proud to represent our community through our foundation.
Jennifer Charpentier is the executive director of the Gateway Foundation. Fred Ganaway is the foundation board chairperson. Michelle Randall, the foundation board vice chair. Great to have all three of you here, and thank you for all the hard work which you do on behalf of the Gateway Foundation.
Thank you.
And President Brian Albrecht, as always, great to have you here on the morning show. Best wishes to you.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Gregory Berg. Tomorrow on the morning show, I'll be speaking with Dr. James Kinchin from the music department at the University of Wisconsin Parkside about their performances coming up this weekend of the exciting Naguza Saba Suite. We'll also be talking about a play that opens at Parkside this coming weekend. On Thursday's morning show, among other things, we're going to be talking about an exciting sculpture exhibit opening at the Racine Heritage Museum. And on Friday, we will be learning something about the art of the conversation. The morning show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. The program is archived on our website, wgtd.org. There are several years' worth of morning show interviews archived there for your easy reference. Support for the morning show comes from Carthage College, welcoming approximately 150 full-time transfer students each year. Eligible Gateway graduates can receive guaranteed admission to Carthage to complete their bachelor's degrees. You can transfer to a more personalized education in four easy steps. More information about admissions and competitive scholarships for transfers is available at carthage.edu/admissions/transfer. We're approaching 9 o'clock.